From the Director Department of Transportation, requesting approval of an agreement with Bayview Business Improvement District Number 44 to support the construction of an artistic bus shelter.
Mr. Grant.
Good morning, Mr. Supervisors. The resolution that I've been before you to follow basically that requests approval of the agreement between the county and the business district, which would subsequently release 50,000 public arts fund for the shelter project in Bayview.
Madam Chair, Councilor to the table. Okay, keep going, Supervisor. I mean, go ahead, Mr. Petrani. Supervisor Hall.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move approval.
Madam Chair, you have a comment on this?
No, I don't. There's questions, Mr. Chairman.
Question is, what is it?
It's public art.
Okay. On that note, anybody else have any comments?
It's a bus stop.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you. I'm supportive of the project. I did have a question for the department, though, in terms of how we've sort of divided this, where we own it, but they maintain it and all that. How is insuring it against the liability question of a panel falling or something like that? Or do we take all that on as the owner, or are they also absorbing that?
Mr. Grant, good question.
The component of the agreement itself talks about indemnification and the liability. The maintenance of the agreement, or the maintenance component of the agreement, states that the bid district is to maintain the shelter itself and do the inspections and those types of things. So that falls basically on the bid district itself, and we are indemnified from any claim that would come our way based on what's in the agreement.
Is Corp Counsel around? The idea that we're indemnified by the association against a claim, but if we're in fact the owner of the shelter, then someone pursuing a claim against us, aren't they going to say, well, you're the owner? I don't care if the association said you're not liable for. So it is ours. I mean, it's in all respects.
Yes, under certain theories, we would be defended in a lawsuit for a slip and fall, for example.
Uh-huh.
But we would have recourse against the authority for reimbursement for any legal fees or liability.
I see. Okay.
We also have a cap. $50,000 statutory cap for damages.
Okay.
Isn't that how it is for all bus shelters?
Pardon?
For all bus shelters, is that normal?
You know, I do not know about all bus shelters. I only know about.
Okay. And then what provision have we come up with the association in terms of what they need to be holding in a reserve or something for maintenance of the shelter?
Mr. Chairman, committee members, we don't have an agreement specific to say that they have to hold a set dollar amount.
Mm-hmm.
What was proposed from the artist in this case was the possibility of selling like commemorative bricks or whatever or pieces towards the project that the bid was then going to hold in reserve for maintenance and things like that. So the bid is really the one that's responsible for coming up with that. We did not hold a dollar limit, if you will, for that. Just the fact that they are the ones responsible for the maintenance and the upkeep.
Okay.
Any other questions?
No, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. There's a bid district in existence now, is there not?
Yes, there is.
And it's a fairly successful bid district. This triangle, if you will, right now is kind of a ugly looking thing with some electrical boxes on it and so on. I think there's also probably a traffic light box in there. Is it correct that this design incorporates some accommodation of those structures? How is that working?
Yes, as a matter of fact, as part of the design component, those electrical boxes could not be moved, so it had to be incorporated into the design. The shelter is going to be in front of that, but it's going to be designed in such a way that when work is needed by the city of Milwaukee for those lights, they can access those panels. So it's going to hide it in a way to the public, but it's still going to maintain access.
I mean, we have the drawings here, and I guess I'm asking, are those electric boxes incorporated into this design element?
Not incorporated, per se. It works around it. But in working around it, it somewhat shelters it, I guess, from view. Is probably the best way I can explain it.
You're satisfied that they'll be able to get access to it, it'll still be functional, et cetera?
Yes. City of Milwaukee is on the review panel, a member of their Department of Public Works, and they made sure that they have access to that and they can use that functionally.
All right. Thank you.
Any other questions? Supervisor?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I really was not in favor of this bus shelter, but since this will be the gateway to Bayview and to business,
South Shore. Gateway to the South Shore.
Gateway to Bayview and the South Shore. but I see Bayview. I don't see South Shore on the sign. So which one it ever is, I'm going to support it. But if we keep adding other Bayview to Oak Creek, Franklin, whatever you want to call it.
South Shore. No, Franklin's too far west.
Supervisor Jersey's house, so what the... No, I can't say that. In other words, I will support this. I hope this art be successful. Mm-hmm. It's weird looking, but I will support it.
Any other questions from the
Mr. Chairman, just one point of information. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I'm sorry, I heard the item called. I don't know if you mentioned... that the city of Milwaukee just, I believe it was last week, and I'm sure you saw in the paper, added an additional $200,000 from an estate. It was voted, I think there were just two dissenting votes on the Common Council, but there was an additional $200,000 going to this. So, you know, the larger project cost is now, I think, well over $300,000 with different entities and private money pitching in. I just wanted to give you a note that the city has really moved some funds forward. So thank you. I mean, I see this as just executing the agreement that this county board supported. Seems like a while ago, a couple months ago. So thank you very much.
Seeing no other comments from the committee, Madam Clerk, could you please call the roll?
Mayo.
Aye.
Borkowski.
No.
Jerzyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
6 ayes, 1 no. The motion is approved.
Thank you.